Boys and girls, we got a doozy on today's No Bullshit podcast. Now, the topic of this one, we're going to be going over more focused on why getting booked out is not the answer. And I know most barbers are like, oh, I want to get booked out. Hopefully by the end of this, you will see why that is almost like the wrong mindset to go towards when it's going and building your business, and instead what you should be doing. So again, to kind of give you I don't want you to be like, oh, getting booked out is bad, and leave you on the hanging, because that's be kind of fucked up. But at least I want to give you something to more focus on instead, to more, that's more beneficial to growing your business. So why getting booked out is not the answer. And really, you know, we got to start more at the core, I guess, base root of this, for myself at least. Like, why do even barbers think getting booked out is key? I mean, when I started cutting hair back in 2014, all I thought about and all I learned or all I knew was like, I got to get booked out. That was like legit the only thing on my top awareness. And it really comes down to this, man. Like, when we first get into a shop, I mean, we barely have any clientele. And honestly, most of us typically fucking struggle, right? Unless you have a fucking booming business as a garage barber or cutting out of a spare room. Most of us go into a shop with a lackluster clientele and need to be making more money. And what we do is typically, like, at least for myself, you know, I would see the busy barbers as quote unquote successful barbers, because obviously if they're like always cutting hair and I'm fucking sitting in the goddamn chair twiddling my fucking thumbs, right? Obviously they're making more money than me. So I'm like, fuck, all right, that must be the way I need to be able to, like, the thing I need to focus on. I need to get fucking busy as hell. I need to almost never be sitting down. And to add to that, most of these quote-unquote busy barbers are making more money than us. And so we see as the answer. Because again, too, what do you see when you're first starting into a shop? You're like, fuck, I'm not making money. This guy's obviously making more money. He's cutting more than me. Bam, answer. Hallelujah. Fucking found it. Not quite, right? And you want to think like learning how to play a card game or a schoolyard game. You know, typically when we were kids, if we didn't know how to play something, you know, we watched our peers. You know, you'll learn the rules, you'll learn the strategy, and quote unquote, how to win the game that you're trying to play by observing the typical quote unquote winner of that game, whoever's the best, if you're trying to be a fucking winner, hopefully not a fucking bitch ass loser, honestly. And, you know, because we want, like, there are no written rules to playground games. You kind of just gotta learn on the go. And, you know, naturally you want to win. So it's like, he's the winner, I got to do whatever the fuck he's doing strategy-wise, action-wise. How much is he practicing? I don't know if fucking people, I don't know how many motherfuckers actually practicing schoolyard games in terms of, like, in your spare time. I know I was. I didn't want to fucking pay attention in class. So I'm sitting there like, how am I going to fucking beat this game Foursquare right here, right? Basically, barbering has no written rules, right? So we learn from those who appear to be better, to be doing better than us. Again, those that appear to be doing better than us are the guys that are busy, always cutting, seeing me making more money because their chair is always spinning and we don't have that. And really, you know, what I want to break down first is what is wrong with this mentality, or really limiting with this, right? And there's a few things wrong with this approach. Number one, you're basing your entire career and life off of someone you think, this is an emphasis, that you think is doing better or doing well, not by someone who's actually fucking winning the game or even having an idea of what quote unquote winning looks like. So let's take two barbers, for instance, right? Like, let's take one barber who's booked out for 3 months in advance and is cutting so much they have to after hours cuts just to get all their clients in. And we have another barber in the same shop who legit is only doing 20 cuts a week. If they're doing 5 days of work, they're only cutting 4 hours out of the day, only four heads a day, right? Now, who would you assume, if you're not fucking forecasting what the fuck I've always been talking about in here, this motherfucker, right? Who would you assume is making more money? I mean, it's kind of fucking obvious. Unless you're a fucking hard ass, I think everyone's going to say the first guy, right? But what if I tell you that Barber One is making only $8,000 per month, which isn't bad, right? It's pretty fucking solid income. Again, too, if you're a beginning barber, $8,000, it's $100,000 a year. Fuck yeah, I'm going to do that. But the second guy is making $20,000 a month. Changes the fucking game, doesn't it? Now, hopefully, you will say Barber 2 is more successful. Unless you want to be a fucking old head that's a dumb fuck. It's like, oh, no, money isn't everything. I'd rather make $8,000. Fuck you, dude, right? Shut the fuck up. Sit down. Go twiddle your thumbs. Struggle to pay your booth rent and your electricity bill. $20,000 is obviously a higher number than $8,000 per month. Now, barbers base this same thinking when we look at our private clients' bookings, right? They say, Like, and when I see my private clients and talking about the ones we work with inside of Elevated Mentorship, where we help barbers scale 20K per month, right? A lot of barbers, though, like, okay, yeah, they see all the results we're getting. They'll go to the barber page and look at what they're doing on their page. They'll click on their booking link and they'll kind of be like, yeah, that's cool and everything, but they aren't booked out. I say, who fucking cares? The motherfucker's making 20K a month, right? And the other guy who's doing 100 plus cuts a week is only making 8K. Who wants to be booked out? That doesn't even make sense, right? Getting booked out does not correlate to making more money. It just means you do a lot of fucking work and hopefully you make some type of money off that. But it does not mean you maximize the time that you're actually sitting inside that or sitting in the barbershop cutting hair. And for this, I really want you to think like a businessman, not labor-intensive workers. I know it's very hard to do. All of us did not come from a business background. Hell, again, too, I keep on harping on this. How many of your parents actually started up a Fortune 500 company? That's right. None of us. Because none of us would be doing this shit. We would have daddy's money. We'd be working inside that fucking company. We wouldn't be fucking cutting hair all day long, right? If you were, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Right? So a lot of our parents worked in these labor-intensive jobs. Hell, my dad worked in the fields, right? He literally, like, when he was like a teenager, he worked in the fucking fields picking tomatoes, right? So from an early age, he was instilled in him that if you work super hard, you will get paid some amount of money. And the only way you'll be able to make more money is if you work harder and longer, right? That's not how a businessman thinks, right? A businessman thinks, how can I work smarter, not harder? It's like the typical quote unquote, oh my God, it's a basic bitch type thing. But how can we work smarter, not harder? Meaning in a barber sense, how can we work less hours, but still scale our income at the same point in time? Now, being booked out is also a limiting approach to being a barber. Because once you're booked out, you have a fucking ceiling. You hit what you can make maximally, right? Unless you want to, again, too, work more fucking hours. Who the fuck wants to do that? Not me, right? Now, you could just say, well, just raise your prices. But this is not how it works. Oh my God, Daniel, you're telling me I can't raise my prices? Just listen to, dig into. The breakdown of this should make a lot of sense. The booked out barber focuses solely on getting booked out, that they never build a skill set of generating new clients at a higher price point. That's all they focus on. Client retention, keeping clients in their business, rebooking them quicker, doing fast haircuts, cutting hair faster. That's their focal point. That's why they're fucking booked out, right? None of that has to do with generating new clients at higher price points. Tell me, what does cutting hair faster have to do with generating a brand new client into your business at $100? It has zero relationship to this, right? Which is why when barbers are only talking, oh, like I ask them what your focus is on, they're like, oh, I'm focused on cutting faster. Why? You're setting yourself up for just this booked out barber mentality. It's not correct. And sure, you're booked out, but now you're stuck because you can't raise prices because you'll drive clients away with no way of refilling the business. And yeah, I get it. Look, overall, if you want to like go for being booked out, yeah, I mean, of course you want to make as much money as possible, right? But now you're stuck. You have no way to go. You raise prices, boom. When you raise prices, guess what happens? Excuse me, coughing a little bit. Guess what happens when you raise prices? You cut a majority of your clientele out to make room for new clients to come to the business that are willing to pay higher prices. Those clients are not going to stick with you for fucking ever. They're just not. And like, even if you try to be like, oh, what if I do add-ons? You're just doing more work for less pay at that moment in time, right? It doesn't make sense. So again, you don't want to be able to raise prices because you'll drive clients away. And again, you have no way of refilling the business, which again, leaves you quote unquote stuck. And I see a lot of barbers do this shit. They'll raise prices. Yeah, they're charging $75 a cut, but they're only making $4K a month. They're only making $6K a month. I'm sorry. Charging $75, that should be a $12K per month business. What the fuck are you doing if you're not having that? See, barbers, oh yeah, I'm doing real good. What are you charging, man? I'm charging $75. What's the income? Oh, $6K. Dude, you were like at 50% capacity. How long have you been there for? Oh, I've been here for like 12 plus months. Motherfucker, wake the fuck up. Right? Like, yes, cool. You don't go for the charging point, price point. Like, what matters is what do you make at the end of the month? I think a lot of barbers have this pride and ego about, oh, I want to be able to charge $200. Oh, I charge $75. Oh, I charge $100. The worst one's like, oh, I charge $200 for a house call. Yeah, but you charge $30 for a fucking haircut, dick. Right? Like, How many house calls are you gonna do? Two a month? Meanwhile, you're doing 200 haircuts at $30. Doesn't make like, why do you even have that in your fucking bio? You don't charge $200. You charge $30, right? So, again, what getting booked out leads to, or just focusing on this aspect. Again, I'm not saying getting booked out is terrible, but only focusing on this to quote unquote grow the business won't actually grow the business. It actually leads to complacency, because once you get to a certain stage, I've seen and experienced barbers who kind of get a little bit. They get their balls shriveled up, like legit. Their fucking little nutsack shrivels up into their fucking scrotum, right? And they get scared. And why do they get scared? Because they understood how hard they worked, how much labor intensive it took just to make $8K per month at a booked out clientele. They're like, holy fuck, if I fuck up and raise prices and I lose all of this, I just wasted all my hard work, which is valid, right? It is valid, but it leads to that complacency where you get almost small-minded, where you get scared to go and continue to push the business forward. We're going to take a pause on this because I got groceries at the front. Pause one sec. Had to go to the front door and grab some English muffins and some Splenda. Ran out of that shit, right? I'm a fucking Splenda crackhead, apparently, and English muffins can't get enough of my ass. So, creates complacency. Again, this is no bueno. If you're complacent in your business, what are you going to do? Just stay there? Look, and like, you might be like, oh, $8K per month's not bad. Dude, fucking inflation happens all the goddamn time. Look how fucking expensive groceries are. You want to talk about some English muffins for six? I almost got to pay $6. I got to pay fucking $1 for an English muffin. The fuck is up with that shit, right? And that's always going to continue going up as well, too. So your $8K per month right now, sure, it's livable. What about 5 years from now? And that same $8K per month is not going to be as, it's not going to go as far as it is right now. So you cannot like lean on this complacency and just stay stagnated. Just staying at $8K per month, honestly, your $100K per year is going to, eventually it's going to be the same as making $50K per year right now. Your dollar's not going to go that far. Again, it's going to go into a stagnated business. Again, overall, if you're looking to get booked out, you're just going to continue getting the same clients. You're not going to charge a higher price point. You're going to make around the same amount of income per month, right? And, you know, you're going to kind of like hate barbering at that point in time. There's nothing fun about, like, especially as a man. There's nothing more like that is invigorating or lights your soul on fire than building things, than growing things, than seeing a business grow, than working on something. The fuck is this? $8K a month? Dude, we got to go more. I need more. What the fuck is this? Number three, feeling of a redundant job versus a growing business. Again, we got into this because we wanted to be business owners. At that point in time, you just create a salary for yourself that you have to show up to work every single day. And guess what? You're booked out three months in advance. Congrats. You have no life for the next 3 months. You don't have a growing business. You're not even making more money. You are literally strapped to that many hours of however long you work day after day. And this is the reality for a lot of barbers too. Some of you actually go through this. Hopefully not a lot of you go through this, but I want to make sure that a lot of you avoid this type of mindset, because this is not healthy. It just becomes a redundant job. I talked to a lot of barbers who've been cutting for 5 years, making $8K a month. They hate barbering. It's not even a business they love to do anymore. It's just a fucking job. Last but not least, you get a loss of love of cutting hair. Cutting hair is not that fun to begin with. You stand on your feet all damn day for 12 hours, cut hair, talk to people, and do small talk. I hate small talk, by the way, right? And then once you take out the incentive of actually running a business to make more money, dude, this fucking thing sucks. It's probably, I'd rather work a 9-to-5 job. At least I'm not going to be standing on my feet all goddamn day, right? It's going to have the same effect of like, I'm not going to be able to make any ground on furthering my business, furthering my income. The fuck am I doing? Now, hopefully you understand why, again, too, getting booked out and just focusing on client retention or getting booked out is the wrong mentality to go after. Here's how we should think instead, right? You want to think of it as time for building the business over cutting hair. And we want to think of the time we have available for us to build the business to ensure there's enough time to continually grow the business. And what I don't mean by this, you don't grow the business by cutting hair. Cutting hair is legit. You are collecting the cash of what you've done to grow the business. Growing the business is outside of actually like being in the shop, standing, cutting hair, physically cutting hair. It's being able to market yourself. It's being able to generate new clients through social media. It's developing your media content to be able to convert on more new clients at a higher price point. It's to be able to generate new clients 2 to 4 hours plus away that are willing to pay you $100 a cut. You're not going to do that by fucking cutting one guy's head in the chair. You're just not. If you did, if that did work, we'd see every single barber making $20K a month. But guess what? We do not. The fuck is up? All right? So, this looks like this. This looks like this. It's a weird fucking phrase I just said. All right? You cut 5 days a week for 30 to 40 cuts a week, right? You then use the time outside that time frame and on your days off to build and grow your clientele. Again, this is typically done through marketing on social media, passing out business cards, shaking hands, even like having one-on-one relationships. I completely fucked this up my notes. But okay, basically this is typically done through social media marketing, right? This is what it's not doing is passing out business cards, shaking hands, as in like one-on-one relationships, because these just won't convert on new higher paying clients, right? You want to think of it this way. How many cards can you pass out in 1 hour? How many business cards can you pass out? Let's say you go to the mall. Let's say you go to an event. How many business cards would you be able to pass out? 100, 300, 1,000 an hour? Well, guess what, you fuck? In that same time frame, if I know how to market myself and I get my work in front of, if I know how to market myself, I can get my work in front of 10,000 people on social media with legit one post in that same time frame. It takes me 5 minutes to make the post. And the 55 minutes can be spent developing my marketing even further to grow that to 20K, 50K people in that same 1 hour time frame. You can't physically talk to that many people in person. You physically cannot pass out that many business cards. And on top of that too, you are only limited if you're going to do business cards, talking to people, referrals, all this other bullshit. You're limited to legit just your small town, wherever you're at. We don't want that. Our private clients get clients in from two hours away, 4 hours away. Hell, they're flying in 6 hours away to get haircuts from our clients that are making 20K a month. Now, you want to measure our time. We want to measure our time to build the business as the metric to keep open, okay? We want to measure that as the metric to keep open. And when we see that shorten up, when we see that time frame shorten up, due to us getting booked out, we must free up more time by raising prices and creating more free time in our schedule to push the business forward. And why we want to think this way is better overall? Well, because this overall is just a flywheel effect in business. And business has this all over around, right? Think of it like this. The more free time we accumulate and we have available to us and know how to properly spend that free time on how to actually grow the business, the more we can actually push the business forward. Holy fuck, what a concept, Daniel. I know, right? The less free time we have, the less time we have to push the business forward eventually lead us to stall out in our growth, which is why you see so many barbers who are booked out, stuck at prices and income levels for years because they have zero time to grow the business outside with their free time because they legit don't have free time. And legit, some of these guys spend their whole career in that little pocket because they don't take a business strategy approach to their time. Now, what you might be thinking is, oh, Daniel, okay, I got to get free time. I'm going to raise my prices up so I have more free time. Here's some fucking pitfalls that you might fall into if you're thinking that way. Because I do not want to see people go ahead and raise their prices up. Because, again, too, just because you have free time doesn't mean you know how to utilize that free time to actually grow the business. Now, what are some pitfalls? Barbers will raise prices without knowing how to generate more clients, just have, quote unquote, more free time to be like, oh, I listened to your podcast, Daniel, I got more free time to work on the business. Cool, but you've been stuck in the same position for 3 months. The business should have been refilled in at least 30 to 60 days. What the fuck are we doing, right? Because there's a clear difference between having free time and having time to grow the business and actually spending that time to grow the business. And I don't want anyone to take away from this podcast that they just need to hike prices up irrationally. We have to be better critical thinkers than that, okay? Another pitfall. What got you to where you're at right now will not get you to the next level. Because growing a business as a barber is not a rinse and repeat method. I hate to break it to you. Each price raise that you do, it's a complete brand new business that requires you to figure out what the new problems are to solve them. And I want you to think of it like this. I'll give this example. It's like, imagine like, hopefully nobody backs up their fucking toilet. Let's say you fucked up your toilet because you took a fat shit, all right? Your toilet's broken, pipes are leaking all over the place. Shit's flying everywhere. Now, what you want to do is you can fix one pipe and make it stop leaking. But by fixing that pipe, a new leak appears that requires you to fix that leak. And this is an ongoing process in business. Once you fix one thing, hike prices up, something else breaks, and that's going to require you to fix that. And it's going to be a different problem. It's going to be a different pipe. It's going to be a different leak. It's going to require a different solution to fix. And again, too, this is an ongoing process. And barbers overlook this all the time and find themselves raising prices and then stuck, unable to rebuild the business because they are using tactics that worked at $30, but those same tactics won't work at $100. Like, honestly, a $100 client and a $30 client are two totally different people. They want two totally different things. It requires two totally different strategies in order to convert those clients into your business. It's much easier to convert a client at $30 than it is at $100. I hope this is making sense. All right. Another pitfall. Barbers just hoping and praying it works out. Let me make this emphasis very clear. This is not church. This is business. You can't pray your way out of a dumb decision. I see too many barbers hoping and praying. Oh man, I'm hoping. I'm just going to grind it out. Oh, I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. And God's willing, it'll all work out. Motherfucker, you have no clue what the fuck you're doing. It ain't going to work out. You must have an action plan, right? And what is not a plan? Because I think that's what is a plan versus what is not a plan? Let's just say what is not a plan, all right? This is not a plan. Get booked out. Go up on prices. Get booked out again. Go up on prices again. It's not a fucking plan. That's just that's kind of like a very simplified version of what's happening. But inside of there is like, get booked out. How do you get booked out? First of all, fix the problems in your business, generate new clients, get booked out, go up on prices, make sure you don't break the business by going prices up too high. Then figure out what the new problem is, understand what that client market needs, learn how to market that into client market. Be able to generate new clients in that business again to get booked out again, right? And again, still, that is not a plan. That is just, again, too, kind of like simplifying or less simplifying the idea, right? At the end of the day, you need a plan of attack. Now, if you want a plan of attack, of course, look, we have a free group. We also have Elevated Mentorship where we work with barbers to scale 20K per month. You can always apply to work with us through that through the links down below. We also have a free fucking group for barbers, a free community with two free courses in there that actually give you an action plan to get started. Will it get you 20K per month? Absolutely not, right? Let's be honest. It's a free program. There's a lot of ins and outs in there. I cannot make a free program that will get somebody to 20K a month overall because everybody who gets to 20K a month has a specific business strategy. Henry Hong's business, who did 20K last month, getting 100 new clients, $125 price point, is a completely different business than Joel, Jay Fader's business when he's charging $150, $200, which is a completely different business than South Bay Chris making 20K a month in his parents' garage, which is a completely different business than what Alexi Michael's doing in Toronto, Canada. They all have different skill sets. They all service different markets. They all have different clientele pools. And all these things are unique to them and specific to them that need to be built out. But if you want at least a ground level to start making some small, minute gains in this, you can go ahead and join the free group down below. It takes 3 minutes to sign up. We do one Q&A call a week with myself for 30 minutes. Yes, you get to talk to me one-on-one. I get to rip your little asshole open every single week and tell you what the fuck you do in your business. What a fucking spiel, right? And if you're not in that free group and you're trying to grow your business and you don't have a plan and you still are like, oh, I'm not going to join the free group, you're a fucking lost hope. You're a sick fucking cunt. I don't know what, there's no hope for you at that point in time. All right. Now, hopefully this podcast brings the idea why, look, getting booked out's not the thing, you guys. You have to measure it by the business success. What are you making at the end of every single fucking month? Do not go after client retention. Do not go after fucking getting booked out because you will get stuck and you will see a plateau business at a certain point in time. Go after growing the action that will grow the business over an extended period of time and always focus on what the income is at the very end of the month. Now, again, too, as always, if you found this podcast useful and valuable to yourself, make sure you give us a 5-star rating and review. And make sure, as always, too, if you fucked with this podcast, make sure to share it on Instagram. Make sure to tag me as well, too. Make sure to repost. And with that, I will see you on next podcast.